Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh my God. Ross, total head back.
I wake up on Sunday morning and I'm thinking, am I having one of my famous erotic dreams, or is Surika standing at the end of the bed wearing the Tory Burch tennis whites she bought last summer to watch Wimbledon? She's like,
are you ready?
Ready, I go, in terms of? She grabs the duvet and throws it back. She's there,
we're playing padel this morning, Ross.
Surika, I go, am I having another one of my sex dreams? She actually laughs at that.
She's there, it's a game, Ross, for two people or four.
And I go, yeah, that doesn't exactly answer my question.
It's like a mixture of tennis and squash, she goes. They have courts in Fitzpatrick's Castle.
Oh my God, Ross, everyone in South Dublin is doing it. I'm there. As I always say, Surika, that's not automatically a good reason for us to do something.
Come on, she goes, pulling my shorts and my Leinster training top from my drawer, then throwing them across the room at me. I told Bradon and Railcheen we'd be there in 10.
I'm like, are those human names?
Yes, I worked with Bradon and LinkedIn, she goes, and Railcheen is his wife. She's like a primary school teacher.
I'm there, Surika. I honestly don't fancy spending my morning playing some game I've never heard of with two total randomers.
That's when she goes, Bradon went to Clongowes.
And I am out of that bed like the sheets are hopping with bedbugs. I'm there, okay, give me the basics, as I'm throwing my clothes on me.
She goes, well, like I said, it's similar to tennis in terms of, like, the scoring, but it's played on, like, a squash court.
I'm there, fucking Clongowes, under my breath, and I'm still saying it during the drive to Fitzpatrick's. We arrive at the hotel. The famous Bradon and, what was her name, Railcheen, are waiting for us. There's the usual pleasantries, although not from me. Bradon shakes my hand and goes, Ross, it's great to finally meet you. Surika was my team leader. But I say fuck all back while giving the dude maximum eye contact.
Jesus, Ross,
Surika goes as we grab our rackets and take up our positions.
What's with the intensity?
I bounce the ball twice. I'm there. It's called competitive sport, Surika. And I go to serve. We're talking Djokovic style. Bradon goes, we serve underarm in this game? But I ignore him and send an ace across the net before the dude has a chance to even move. I'm like, 15, love. And Surika pulls me aside for a private word.
She goes, you are being, oh my God, so rude, Ross.
Yeah, this coming from the girl who was a sub on the fifth hockey team in Mount Anvil. She snatches the ball out of my hand and goes, I'll serve. Which she then does. It's a dainty little underarm serve, like she's flipping a pancake. The ball just about makes it over the net, and poor Railcheen has to sprint forward to get to it. She manages to return it with a seriously impressive ground stroke. The ball comes back at Surika at, like, waist height. She swings her racket and completely misses it. Then, I shit you not, bursts out laughing. I'm like, what the fuck, Surika?
She goes, excuse me?
I'm there, you took your eye off the thing.
She's like, so, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal, I go. Then I notice her casting a nervous eye at Bradon and Railcheen, and I noticed I'm possibly being a little bit over the top here. I'm there, nothing, whatever. So we end up losing the first three games. Fucking Clongowes, I think. And Surika can see by my face that I'm not a happy boy.
She goes, Ross, will you please lighten up? It's only a bit of fun.
Which is the worst thing she could possibly say to me. It's Bradon's turn to serve next. He sends the ball over in my direction. I let it bounce once, then I swing my racket at it, giving it a huge, almighty wallop, and the dude ends up having to pretty much dive for cover. The ball hits the wall behind him, then bounces back onto our side of the court, and I'm like, love 15. And that's when Railcheen suddenly explodes.
What the fuck was that? She goes.
She's not talking to me, by the way. You know, she's talking to her husband. The dude is like, what?
She goes, you jumped out of the fucking way. I have a little chuckle to myself. He definitely did. It was coming at me pretty fast, the dude tries to go. It could have taken my head off.
She's there. It's a ball, Bradon. It's not made of fucking steel.
He ends up going, Railchin, come on, it's only... She's like,
it's only what? Go on, say it.
He's there, well, a game.
If you're not playing to win, she goes, then what's the point of playing at all?
She turns her back on him, throws her racket over her shoulder. He jumps out of the way again, by the way, then storms off the court. Oh my God, Surika goes. The same three words go through my mind as well. I think I've fallen in love. I'm sorry about that, Bradon goes. I'd better see if she's okay. Surika, I'll text you later. Then he goes racing after her. Surika's there. That was your fault. While we're walking back to the car, I'm like, my fault? She goes, you were the one who started it, celebrating every point by pumping your fist and shouting, eat it, losers. Yeah, no, I may have been doing that all right. When we reach the car, she goes, do you know what? I'm going to go and apologise to Bradon. I'm there, don't apologise on my behalf. But off she fucks, leaving me there on my Tobler. I'm sitting in the driver's seat and I'm sort of like replaying some of the rallies we lost in my mind when all of a sudden there's a tap on the window. I turn my head. It's the famous Railchin. I wind down the window.
She goes, would you be interested in being my padel doubles partner?
It's a big, big question because it sort of feels like I'm cheating on Surika. 100%, I end up going, I would love to be.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.